Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I know you know that sound. Oh, we better turn off the music here. All right, here we go. We are out and about in the little blue sports car, up to no good. I've already had one, actually two, secret, private rendezvous with various different parties. Brenda, what do you think of that? Well, folks, this is the Fey Driver. Now, what is going on, you're saying? Why is there a Pink Wheel Nuts podcast in my stream? What? How could Fey possibly have enough time to take out of the day to speak to me, you're thinking? Well, folks, I gotta tell you, things are going pretty good for me here. I'm quite happy in my life. I've had some few really hard working days, and I've been working very hard at my job, and I feel quite happy. I've had a major project that I've been involved in and working on for 2 months now, and it is all coming into play. The shit's being rolled out. I'm doing training courses and all kinds of stuff. So, today is a very brief day off that I have from my job, and I'm out and about getting things done because I have to go back to work very, very quickly. Usually I have 4 days off in a row, but because, you know, we don't like to work too hard. But this week I just have a couple of days. So we're out driving around doing our chores, folks, like we are wont to do. Now, I realize I'm not supposed to be podcasting in this Porsche, but nonetheless, this is the situation we are in. So, work has been going just terrific. What do I need to talk about here? The new writing, the writing on these new fucking iPhones is so tiny. I can barely see my notes. I'm trying to drive. Okay, what else? What's going on here? I gotta stop and go. Stop and go. That is ridiculous. Surely you can make the font bigger. There's got to be a way. Stupid Apple. You know, Apple, not every one of your customers is an 18-year-old geek, teenage boy. Some of us are aging and can't fucking see. Oh my God. You cannot tell you how teeny tiny the writing is on my little screen I'm trying to read. Okay, Ranger John, my friend. This is what I think about quiet cars. Ooh-yah! The more you spend on a car, the quieter it's going to be. This car is not a good example. This car is not a good example of that theory because this car is really noisy. But if you, you know, the higher you go up in the level, the line of the vehicle, like the trim package, the more you spend on the trim package, the quieter the vehicle is going to be. So it doesn't really matter which car you get, but if you can afford to get the sport model or the LS model or whatever the fancier model is, then that model will probably have more sound attenuation. Oh, a little power slide there. So that's all you really need to do. Or you could just get a BMW. You need to get the deep pockets to crack open his wallet and buy you a BMW, John. That's really what you need to occur. now? Which way am I going? Where am I going, people? I was really interested to hear about your CVCC, John. Your 1977 Honda CVCC. You know, my brother had one of those cars, too. It was one of his very first cars. It was a great little car. We loved that car. Can't remember what we named it. You know, I know I'm not supposed to podcast in this car. This car is just so much fun to drive. Even when you're not hooning around like a maniac, it's such a pleasure to drive. I just love this car. I think it's crazy. I think it's crazy that I would ever like a car this much. Oh, man. It's so much. That's such a great car. Anyway, enough of that. So now that my work projects are filtering down, it is time for me to start turning my attention to projects around the house once again. We're in December now, people. And, excuse me while I drive a little bit here, don't kill the pedestrians. Mark in Canada would not like that. So I have to start thinking about next year's renovation on the house. Oh my God, people. I don't want to be involved in this, but it needs to be done. And my storeroom needs to be cleaned up. Oh, it's an absolute mess. And I just don't know. It's got all that shit in it, you know? The shit you don't want to throw out. Like albums, LPs. Can you bring yourself to throw away your LPs? I don't know. I never use them. I never look at them. I don't even have that many, like maybe 100 or something. I just can't bring myself to throw them away. They're very nostalgic. It's a nostalgia thing, I think. There seems to be a lot of emotion tied up in these albums. And, I don't know if I have the strength. I don't know if I'm... I don't want to throw them away. But they're just taking up space. They're no good to me for nothing. Except to look at and weep over. And go, oh yeah, I remember when I bought that. Is there value in keeping that? How many cubic feet of space do 100 albums take up? And other crap. I got other, just crap. Why are we keeping this crap? So anyway, I have to be thinking about cleaning up my storeroom and rebuilding my deck and kitchen. Oh, what a nightmare that's going to be. Oh, man. I don't know if I want to be involved in that. So we have good news. Mr. Anderson went on his test for his murder cycle license, and he passed. He had only like 2 or 3 demerits, or I don't know what they call them, incidents. They have a very bizarre scoring system, which is virtually impossible to understand. All they really tell you is you passed or you failed. But they have, I don't know, some bizarre scoring system. So that's the really good news. So Mr. Anderson is quite happy with himself. And he can ride his new scooter without worrying about any restrictions of any kind, not driving at night, that kind of nonsense. So that's good news. Can I just say, are you having your heart wrenched out of your chest by Musing Mark and his Napod Pomos? Like, have you been listening to Musing Mark, Musings of a Tech Writer, and his stories about his life as a child? Oh my God, I think I need a Valium. Some pretty heavy shit, Mark. But, oh, so brilliant. So fantastic. Such lovely storytelling. Oh, but my God, thank God thank God he started talking about his best friend. Oy vey, the Musing Mark's Napod Pomo has been just incredible, people. If you've not listened through the month of November to Musings of a Tech Writer, go back the truck up and download those episodes. They are absolutely fantastic. Very lovely, short little 5 to 7 minute stories by Mark and Musing Mark. I commend you, sir, for a terrific bunch of podcasting. Please stop it. I can't take much more. So the next Pink Wheel Nuts Garage coming up is going to be the December the 6th Friday. And we will definitely be there, people. You know what I'd like to do? I would like to assemble any podcaster who podcasts from within their car but does not use an iPhone. No iPhone podcasters allowed. Scotty, the little Aussie battler, and what's his name with the dog? What's his name with the dog? Timmy Sims. You are forbidden. The reason is, as I want to talk to podcasters about their equipment that they use, because I want a new microphone for Christmas. I want to know what you're using. So if you are a podcaster from within your car, get in touch with podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com and we're going to find out how you do it. I know who you are out there, Ranger John. That's all I know. All right, folks, I'm done. This is the Fey Driver. You're listening to the podcast pinkwheelnuts.com at 3000 RPM, 75 miles an hour in six of the gear. Is that six gear? Yeah, that's six gear. Goodbye.